There's a minig against Klal Yisrael. It's put down in the Shlach Kodesh, beginning of Masechtas Yuma. It's put down in the Chai Odom in Klal Kufa Amad Ches. It's put down in Matei Ephraim. It's put down in Derech HaChaim. Shavit Shuvan HaChaim Tovku Payalef. That on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we do something that's called Hatoris Nadorim. I want to speak, Beis Hashem, a few in Yonim about Hatoris Nadorim. And Be'ika, what is Hilchas Nadorim? There's a lot of halachas in Yerideh, I'm sure the Olim maybe went through. It's good to know, because these halachas on a daily basis, not only on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but every single day of your life, it's Nageya to know Hilchas Hatoris Nadorim. Hilchas Nadorim in general. Al-Kopanim, the minute of Dan's Klal Yisrael is on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you sit around a table, four people generally to a group, but obviously you can have more. And we do something called Hatoris Nadorim. You'll find it in every single mass at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. The Shaila is, why Dafka before Rosh Hashanah? What is Hatoris Nadorim? Again, I'm going to speak out some wonderful examples of exactly what does it mean, Nadorim. How many times do you make Nadorim every single day of our lives? We could be 50 times a day sometimes making Nadorim that we have to keep to. Okay. So the Shaila is, why Dafka Erev Rosh Hashanah? It's something that's negated every single day. Why do we wait till Erev Rosh Hashanah? So the Rosh Yosef brings down source of state in Yofel Aleiv, simply that a person should not go into the new year with a chayv. Right? And a neder means something that I've sworn to do. Nobody wants to come into the year with an obligation to fulfill. Therefore, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, right before, a few hours before the brand new year, we come up and we do something called Hatoris Nadorim, which means we mevatel every single one of our Nadorim that we could have made during the year. We're going to see, Beis Hashem, that this is negeya to so many things that we do. Okay. That's reason number one. Reason number one, when we wait up for Erev Rosh Hashanah, is Pasha. We want to make sure to come into the Naya Yua with all of our debts paid. Number one. Number two, some of them want to tie now, some of them want to say Pshat. The reason why Erev Rosh Hashanah we have to do a Hatoris Nadorim is simply because the Nadorim that we make, as we're going to see, people don't realize how Chomer it is. It's terribly, terribly, terribly stringent for a person to make a Neder. We'll see in a moment, I'll give you some examples from Shas, from the Gemara, some examples. Unbelievable. But Al-Kadekach, it's brought down in some of the Svarim, that the reason is that we have to wait till Erev Rosh Hashanah to make sure that was done at Hatoris Nadorim, is simply because these things are Ma'akev HaTfilah. We're standing over there, davening the Heilige Tfilah in Rosh Hashanah, and we don't realize that what's being Ma'akev, what's stopping our Tfilahs from going up, is sometimes an Adorim that we're making, the promises that we're doing, the swearing that we're doing. Let me get invited. There's a Shachal HaTorah. The Shachal HaTorah in Parshas Matos brings a remez why we dafka do Hatoris Nadorim right now. And he says that the safe tavis of lo yechal dvoroi kechol is el. Very interesting, it's brought down in the Shari Tshuva as well. Because there have come reasons why, but that's on Erev Rosh Hashanah we do Hatoris Nadorim. Now, there are those people, it's brought down in the Matthew Ephraim, for example, that do it again on Erev Yom Kippur. That was the meaning of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. He did it once again. If you find people on Erev Yom Kippur getting together to do Hatoris Nadorim, there is such a makor for such a thing. The Chaya Odom in Kal Kufa Medches writes very clearly that it's roi for every single person, because we make so many Nadorim, people are nichshol in these halachas. Every person must make sure Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai, the holy couple of days before the Heilige Tug of Rosh Hashanah, to make sure that everyone is here to do Hatoris Nadorim. Okay, now the etzem is as well, Rabbi Yisai, and the Derech HaChaim and the Sivas and others write, wrote down also in the Matthew Ephraim, that the Hatoris Nadorim that we do, again, all these are foreign concepts, so we haven't even explained what means Hatoris Nadorim, what means the nether of the Chalal. But I'll go put in before we get that. It's brought down that the reason that we do Hatoris Nadorim, we don't actually say all the Nadorim. Now, we really should get up and say, Rabbi Yisai, I made a nether on this day that I'm going to do this, and I made a nether that I'm going to do this, and I thought I'm going to do... We should really get up and do that. So why don't we? Push it, we should. The answer is we in the Chatzchila we're meant to. We're meant to stand here and start giving a list. Right? Can you imagine? I'm not going to take, right? I start 4 o'clock in the morning and giving a list of every single thing and that we went through. And we'll see, Be'ez Hashem. It's very negate. Lemaisa, what we're doing on the Seimich on Erev Rosh Hashanah is for all of the ones that we forgot. And it's again, sometimes you go through the year, you think you remember every single time you make a neder. You think you remember every single time you did a Hanhaga Taiva. As we can explain, Be'ez Hashem. Very negate. As the most that's what the Seimich on, where's the Makar? So everybody know, there's a taste of sweet, the Dorim Chav Gimel on the base, and the taste of sweet over there, see very, very clearly, very, very clearly, that the Kol Nidre, everybody knows, the first filler of Yom Kippur is Kol Nidre. What's Kol Nidre? It's amazing. You know, it amazes me sometimes to watch. You have people, it's unbelievable. Comes the Kol Nidre, Yom Kippur starts. Everyone's got their kittel on, their talus is on. You know, it's mounting up, all the tension. This is the heavy Yom Kippur. Kol Nidre, people are crying their eyes out. Mamash Kol Nidre, you see? And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, you watch them. When they come to Hashem Novagam, and actually Mamash doing the real vidu, Vishkeitim Chazal, and they're confessing for all their babies. And it's a song, they're smiling. It doesn't bother them. Kol Nidre, what is it already? You're annulling your vows. The first thing that we do on Yom Kippur is annul our vows. Zut the taste is fit over there in the dome from Gimel and Beit. That over there we're only being soimich on the vows that we don't remember. Really, we should say every single one of them. But since we don't know and remember through the year, all the nedarim that we make, all the hanhaga tovim that we do, all the wonderful things that we do, we don't remember. Therefore, we're soimich with the taste is fit over there in the dome from Gimel. We're soimich on everything over there. Lemaisa on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Many poskim bring down, it's brought down in Shlomo Kluger, the Sfasemis in Yerideya, the Reish Chof Ches brings down the Halacha when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah with Soymich on everything that we Zeik HaTorah Sodoyim, even on the ones that we should specify, we don't actually specify. Now, but the Bada Lechatzchila, if you know the Neder that you made, if you made a promise to someone or to do something, then Avada Shdei Shteitin in Matthew Ephraim, you should mention it. Now let me go back to a place. I want to spend a few minutes because I believe this halacha that pushes nobody knows. This is a halacha. How many people open up Yeridea to Hilchos Nedarim? And learn Hilchos Nedarim, right? Everybody learns the Gemara. Who doesn't learn the Gemara Nedarim? But to open up a Shulchan Aruch Nedarim, Pashut Rabbi said, you have to know these halachas. These are halachas that are gay every single day of your life. Let me go back to it. There's a Moedic Medrash. The Medrash and Medrash Rabba brings down that in the days of Yanai HaMelech, 2,000 cities were destroyed because they did not refrain from swearing, even though it was emes. Even though they swore, they made the Dorim be'emes with truth, but since they swore, Zog the Medrash, 2,000 cities were destroyed because of that. There's a Moedic Gemara in the Dorim Chav Beis Amal Aleph, Zog the Gemara in the Dorim, that if a person makes a neder, he's ki'ilu have built a bama, which is a forbidden altar, and he fulfills his vow, doesn't get it annulled, doesn't do a turn of the dorim, it's like you brought a sacrifice on this forbidden bama. Right? What's the pshat? Why is it so bad to make a neder? Because Chazal tell us to be moser for what the Rebbeinu Shalom said. The Rebbeinu Shalom has given us gewaldige halachas that we have to keep. And you feel, oh, I've got to be more machmir than that. You've got to be more machmir than what the Rebbeinu Shalom said. There's no reason to do such a thing. You know, it states already in the Gemara, in Shavuos Daf Chof Tes, that the Gemara says over there, that when the Rebbeinu Shalom at Har Sinai said those words, Leisisa Hashem Hashem Alekecha Lashov, the entire world shook. You know what that means? The entire world shook when the Rebbeinu Shalom said, do not swear falsely. And the Gemara tells us, Rebbeinu, I don't want to say this, but it's I have to tell you, it's often the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shavuos that there are certain aveiras that if you do them, you suffer. But the aveiras of making Shavuos and making the dorim, and we'll see that. You guys are probably thinking, what's it going to do with me? What was the last time I stood up making? I'm making a neder. Huh. We'll see what I said. This is Nageya. Zug the Gemara, these aveiras don't only affect you. They affect you, your family, and the Gan Klal Yisrael. It's a terrible thing. That's a very, very serious thing. And how many times have I said during the day do we say, oh, I swear this, oh, I swear to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. These are signs of Doraisas. These are shayas of Torah Sodom that you have to do in Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's serious, not a joke. These are serious chovers. You know, the Ramban brings down, the Rechaim says it very, very clearly over there. But the sugya of Parashas Matos, why is it the Torah doesn't spell out the whole sugya of Shavuos and Nedarim? Very unclear, it's all beremes. Zugdeh, Zugdeh, Rechaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Ramban already. He says, you know why? Because the inyonim of making nedarim, the inyonim of swearing, is so chomer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to be clear cut in the Torah. Otherwise everybody will start messing around, doing all sorts of things, their own sort of mahalchim, hekeirim, hadaros hadorim, all left, right and centre, and it's very, very chomer. This is something that we have to know. Now there is a negeh at time, but you have to swear. Sometimes you have to make a vow, right? For example, let's make the best case, a beis din. You go to a beis din, and the beis din says, no, we wanted to make a shvuah. Well, whatever it takes for a mitzvah, right? So the Maisa, the Rambam holds that if you swear for that reason, it's actually a mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Right? As we state in Rambam, the Ramban is choylik on that. Zuk the Ramban, Enoch Hanami, you have to swear because the Beis Din told you to swear. You stand over there, the Beis Din, the Yonim say, hey, we want you to swear that this is true. You're allowed to swear. Oh, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Amkitekach. Unbelievable this. Some of the Achreinim bring down that if a person is forced by Beis Din to make a shvur, to swear, that day that he swore should be a day of fasting for the rest of his life. He should keep that day that he swore as a day of atonement for the rest of his life. It's an unbelievable thing, Rabbi Yisai. Adkidekach, I saw Moyudik Ramah. Rabbi Yisai, this is unbelievable. In Choshev Mishpat Simon Tzadik Bol, Zug the Ramah, unbelievable Yisai. You know how chomer it is for a person to swear? You know how chomer it is for a person to make a shivu? Adkidekach, Zug the Ramah, Bidei Choshev Mishpat. That is so dangerous it is for a person to make a shivu, a pregnant woman who's already considered someone who's in a shtikl sakana, is not allowed to swear by Beis Din. How can they capture the severity of swearing, promising, saying you're going to do something, and you don't fulfill it? And again, we're not discussing over here that you're lying. Chas v'sholem, we're not talking about a fellow over here that says, hey, I'm going to do something, he doesn't do it. Chas v'sholem. We're talking about someone over there that's going to MS. He's going to do it. I want to do it. But it makes a shavua. It's a terribly chomer thing that a person has to know about. Now, Adkidekach, what about that was based in? How about if you go to a secular court? Now, I don't know how it works over here in Eretz Yisrael, but in America, in England, for sure it's this way. When you go to a court, they want you to take a vow. They want you to take an oath. So what do you do in such a situation? So you have to get out of it. You have to try and get out of it. So what happens normally is if you try and get out of it for religious reasons, is they'll ask you to affirm that what you're saying is true. The Chazon Ish paskins, not good enough. Affirming is another way of saying a shavua. Other poskim said, Ishtazoi, from the fact that I'm saying I'm affirming it's true and not actually swearing, no, so that shows I don't want to in this negaya. I got a phone call one time from my friend in the army. Right, I've got an old Talmud of mine that I taught a few years ago. He's in the not in the army with Baruch Hashem anymore, but he was in the army. He used to call me with all the wildest halachas shaylos. You can't even imagine what went on over there. I remember the first shaylos he ever called me. He was on his way to the Kotel HaMaravi. Oh, he didn't say that, the Kotel. And the Maisi was on his way there to sign up, to oath, make an oath. I don't know exactly what goes on over there, but they have to make some kind of vow, some kind of oath, what they're going to do, and sincere the country. No idea what goes on. The kids, he called me to ask him, is he allowed to do such a thing? But I said, we're dealing with shadows of the races over here. It's not a small thing, big deal, let me say it, you know. It's only a couple of words that come out of the mouth. Chas v'sholem, it's a very serious thing. Now, I gave him an eight some only into, it's not the gay right now. But a component, you have to know, these are serious, serious shyness. Now, let's say that's the choymer of making a neder. And again, you don't have to say the Lashon neder. You don't have to say the Lashon shavua. Right? You can say, I promise. You can say, I swear to you. These are shyness of the rice that just entered your mouth. That you have to realize what you're saying is very, very, very severe in Dinei Torah. Lo megein baita. Now, Hatorah Sedan, where does it come from? Well, so we can make a vow, I can swear, and I can say, don't want it anymore, let's cancel the whole business, cancel the deal. Mutar also, where does it come from? Very, very interesting. So the Maisa the Achronim ask, how is it shy for a person ever to create a neder? Right, when the Torah says, it's mutar, you can come along and say it's also. Zug the Achronim pshat like this, since the neder is allowed to be annulled sometimes, therefore it's not considered to be Baal Tosef. Now, the source in the Torah for our Torah Sedarim is very, very unclear. The Mishnah, for example, talks about the halacha of our Torah Sedarim as it hovers in the air. In other words, there's no real firm yesod and basis in halacha, right? For example, the din is born from the Bonga Yichal and other places as well. We get to this different in Yonim when a person has our Torah Sedarim. Now, the Maisel, when a person's matter is neder, normally the Chacham, the rabbi, who's going to matter the neder, is the Pshat. How did he do it? The guy made the Shavu, he made a neder. He said, I'm going to do something, and he doesn't do it. Or even if he wants to do it, he wants to annul his neder, he wants to annul his Shavu. So the Maisel, how they do it is they do it in a way that if you would have realized the severity of what you did, you never would have taken such a neder. Right? Everybody knows the famous spice, the kibbutz, the entosis. Okay, I'm not getting into it. Al Kaporim, that's how they do it. They do it, they say, if you would have known what you're getting yourself into, there's no way you would have done. I'll give you an example why we can't do that. For example, a Yid once came, it's a Maisa Shahoya, a Yid once came to Hagoyim Hagodol of Shayim Zalman Orbach Zatza, one of the biggest tzaddikim we had in the last not so many years. The Maisa Yid came to me and says, I need you to matter my neder. So the Shayim Zalman says to him, no, what did you do so wrong? What can I matter your neder for? He says, very simple. He says, I accept it upon myself. I'll give a certain amount of tzedakah if I wake up late for davening. So I wanted to annul it because it cost me a fortune. So Rav Zalman said, in that case, I'm not doing it. Why? He said, if you're making yourself a neder as a zrizus to become a mitzvah, to become a better person, then nothing you can do. I remember a fellow once called me up. I once got two phone calls about the dorm not so long ago. Very interesting. A fellow calls me up with a very similar shy like this. He said he promised to give a lot of money every time he wakes up late for Shachris. He says, what to do now? It's cost him an absolute bomb. He's got a cheshbon of where it's holding. He says, what to do? So, it's a very, very serious shayla. In Durham, babe, I had a fellow once call me up. He was sitting by Rosh Hashiva, one of the big, it was in his nifta not so long ago. And he was sitting there. And he said, the Rashiva was talking about his moysid and giving money to Talmud Torah and stuff and the chulay. And he sat there and he says to me, this is what he says to me. He says to me, I thought in my head, I want to give $1 million. Then he said, doctors, whoa, what did you just do? $1 million. Can't make that money. So we have to know. Is that called the Hachlata Gemurah? Is that called I'm making an edit? It's very negay, right? Someone goes around collecting money, you put your hands in your pocket to give him a shekel, the guy's gone. Right? Some people are happy, right? But most people, you have to realize it's a very serious thing. You put your hand in your pocket to get a shekel, he's gone. That money is now ki'ilu, you made a neder that you're about to give it to stocker. What are you going to do with that shekel now? You're going to spend it? It could be stocker money. It doesn't belong to you anymore. Right? These are very, very serious shyness. Let's go very, very, very serious shyness. For example, again, I'm not going to go into this because this is a very, very big Indian, but I'll go upon him just to realize, Rabbi Yisai. When you make even a thought in your head, Rabbi Yisai, look at the Shulchan Aruch over there, Hilchus Nedarim. But if you make a thought going into your head that I'm going to do something, there's a tremendous shyness of a neder. It could be you have to keep it now. It depends if it's Achlata Gemurah or not Achlata Gemurah. It all depends if you really meant it, right? I normally ask the guy, last Friday night, a fellow came over to me and he says to me, he promised to give $100 to a certain place. He wants to go back on his word. So I had to sit down with him and I first had to ask him, did you really want to? Did you say, I'm now going back to my house and giving $100 to this soccer? Or did you say, well, I want to give, it could be $100, check bank account. So it comes out that it wasn't so Achlata, it wasn't such a guaranteed 100%, so we were making over there. But you have to realize, even the thought that goes in your head, if it's a serious thought, it's a shayla of a neder, toast to don't. I'll give you another example soon again and again. Like I said, you don't have to say the word the don't, that's where the neder, shavua, gunisht, right? Like the Gemara in the don't, the chasab al-alam, says mafurish. Even if you don't say lashon of a neder, you say, I'll do something. Imagine your mother calls you up on the phone and says, I want you to do this. Sure, I'll do this for you. You don't do it, shayla of a neder. Even if you do it, the child of an edda, you have to realize what I say. Very, very serious. One off the kuda, and then I wanted to say some good stories, is better about Zoe. There's a very, very interesting chalik of Hilchos Nedarim that people don't even realize, and this can go through kmat on a daily basis of your life. And again, all of this helps for Erev Rosh Hashanah, Be'ez Hashem, coming up for Hilchos Nedarim. And that is what we call a Hanhoga Teiva. How about like this? How about if I decide to do something great? I want to start, I don't know, Krishma Lamita. I want to start going to the Kaisel every single Friday morning for Shabbos. I want to start getting up for Nate. I want to stand up making brachas. I want to make sure Asher Yotzeis. All sorts of wonderful chumras that I put on myself to make sure to make myself better. And Hoga Toiva. Right? And Hoga Toiva. I do something that's very unclear. The Stipler has a whole letter. It's very unclear what exactly goes into this general rule. But just to realize that if you want to start doing something good, it depends. Listen to the Kalonim very, very carefully. If you have Kavona in your head to continue doing it, that's a Kabbalah. You're no longer allowed to stop. You need to do it. That means if you in your head, you said, you know what, that's it. Every month of Shabbos, I'm going to the Kaisel to say some Tehillim. It's a wonderful thing to do. There's no mitzvah in it. There's no halacha that you have to. But it's an Hoga Toiva. It's a beautiful thing. That if that went through your head, that I'm now every single Shabbos going to go to the Kaisel, then you have to make a Tehillim. You could just not go. That's why. How about this? How about he didn't say anything? I just went 3 months of Shabbos. I'm just giving an example of the Kaisel, but it could be anything, right? It could be anything. Because I 3 months of Shabbos, and I went to the Kaisel to daven to the judge. I said to him, that's it. I thought, that's it. It's an Hoga Toiva. And Hoga Toiva, you do 3 times, you have to continue. That's the halacha of myself. Now, what do we do in the Maisa, right? Because I think everybody in this room can start thinking of all the wonderful things that they've been doing during the year that they didn't continue. So what do we do? Zog Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld, the Rav of Yerushalayim, in the Tshuva, in Salmas Chaim, in Simen Tov Samag Zayin, which is brought down also in Chaim Kineski, Seifim, Vedei Chemun over there, in Hilchas Matnes Anim, which again, all the places can go with this Mahalach, Moshe Mezamu, this Mahalach, and Menchah Shleim, and Bechulik, that, the Hatoros Adon that you're about to do, on Wednesday morning, right? Right? Wednesday morning, Rabbi Yisrael, you're going to do Hatoros Adon. In that Hatoros Adon, you've got over there a couple of words that say that I'm now, from now saying, from here to next Rosh Hashanah, the next Erev Rosh Hashanah, that if I do an Hoga Toiva, I'm bottle. Not interested, I'm not a Kabbalist. So I basically accept upon myself that if I now, for the next year, do something amazing, even three times, even with the intention of continuing, I can be Mako. That's another important thing. Again, a lot of time post can hold. This is like, the halacha lemaisa, I normally tell people, we can be soimach on the terms of doing, we do an Efer Shoshona, even a chatchila, you shouldn't. Over the halacha, it's better a voice side. A person like the Ramash is before his end. Yeah, they are. But a person should be careful to say what? Bili neida. A person should start accustomed to get those to his mouth. When he says something, he says, bili neida. Because if you don't, again, it has to be, calm, you know, just bili neida, bili neida, bili neida. It has to be a serious thing. But if you start to realize that it's a very serious thing, what kind of the words that come out of your mouth, then you realize that what you're doing is a chosh mazak, and a turn to the door of the side of Ezer Hashem is going to be the gate to everyone on Wednesday morning. I want to continue with a few other things also. Because again, when we're dealing with the mouth, and we're showing how chomor, how stringent it is, for a person to say something, he has to keep it. So it means that your mouth has a tremendous power. And if your mouth has a tremendous power that way, I want us to use the power of the Shbokhus Koyach of the pair in a different way. There was a wealthy fellow who had three sons. Three sons, unfortunately, this wealthy fellow's sons weren't going exactly in the correct way. And the father tried and tried to give them Musa, nothing worked. He realized, deaf ears, they're not listening, Bechalal. So he decided what to do is very simple. He's going to go to a very, very far away place, and this way, that's it. I'd have to be embarrassed from them. Well, everyone's going to start coming up to me all the time saying, "Who? Look at your kids doing, look at your kids, not interested." He went and moved away, and that was the end of that. Now, one day, the wealthy man heard that his kids, all of his three kids, got tremendous bad illnesses. Really, really, really bad illnesses. So listen, a father has mercy on his children at the end of the day. And then he sent one of the top doctors that he found, all the money in the world he had. He sent one of the top doctors over to go and treat his kids. Each son had it's very interesting. Each son had a very different way of perceiving his illness. Right? For example, let's take son number one. Son number one realized he was terribly, terribly ill. He realized he felt it. He had his feeling how badly ill he was. He realized his life was totally in danger. So when the doctor came to heal him, he said, "Listen, I'll pay whatever you want and I'll do whatever you say and I'll just do everything. Please, 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 just heal me." That's what he did. The second son, very interesting. The second son knew he was ill. It's not so bad, come on. You know, these doctors make the thing of everything is so bad. Not so life-threatening. So when the doctor came to treat him, he said, "Very, very nice. I appreciate that you are this top, unbelievable doctor. But listen, I want it free of charge. I'm not paying you. What should I pay you for? What do you think I'm like? My life's in danger. Not interested. Do it for free." So the doctor had a bit of rahmanas. "No, Beseda, I'll treat you also. After all, you know you're sick, Beseda." He came to the third son. The third son said, "Me? I'm not even sick. Why don't you hear me, Bechlal?" And he said, "I'm healthy, Bechlal. So the doctor, I'm not even going to treat you, Bechlal. I'm not even going to treat you." Right? People came to the doctor and said, "What are you doing? You've got to treat him. Come on, it's unbelievable. Why you treat one and two? You don't treat number three. What's going on?" The doctor said, "Excuse me. Let me tell you like this. These young men became ill. Why? Because they ate unhealthy foods. The only way to be cured is they had to take certain medicines. Now I'm going to tell them not what to eat and how to take certain medicines." So the first two are interested. They know they're sick. They might not know how sick, but they know they're sick. Oh, but the third son doesn't even know that he's sick. And if he doesn't know that he's ill, he won't even continue. He won't even listen to what I'm saying. He'll continue and continue. So the Dubna Magid, Mayadika Marshal. This is exactly what goes on right now. Rosh Hashanah, it's pulled down already in the Svarim, that the days of Slichas is called Yomim Noyoyim. We're holding right now Yom Ha'Noraim. The Maggid said this Moshul and Moedika Moshul. He said the righteous Chosh of the Jews, these people the whole year, they know they're sick. They know they did Averis. They know they have to do Tshuva. Then you have the second group. The second group of people that say, "Well, we're not so bad. It wasn't so bad. But therefore they'll go about their way. And then you've got the third group. These guys don't even know they did an Aveira. Me? Huh? What did I do wrong the whole year? I didn't do anything but halal. And those guys are ki'ilu the worst. Those people, ki'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even want to treat. Because at the end of the day, they think they're perfect. They think they can't do anything. Rabbi Isa, famous Maisa. I love this Maisa. There was a fellow in New York looking for a parking space. I'm sure everybody here knows the Maisa. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. He was looking for a parking space. 20 minutes. He's going, you know, he's right, you're driving around and around and around, and nobody seems to be leaving this parking lot, right? He's waiting, he's going mad. He goes, wants to go shopping a few minutes. The kids are after 20 minutes, he says, hey, looks up to the Rebbeinu Shalom, looks up to Shemayim, he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, come on! 20 minutes I've been waiting for a parking space. Can't you get, as he's speaking, right, a car, that minute, pulls out of a space. We're leaving him an empty space. He looks up and says, don't worry about it, don't worry, I found this space, it's okay. But by side, it's unbelievable. You know how many times we double for certain things, we get answers for them, but we don't know we've been answered. Looks like we've not been answered, but we don't realize how many times that happens. Rabbi Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, again, we're going to go through all the halachas, Be'ez Hashem, Ikra on Wednesday, on Tuesday night, Be'ez Hashem, Belineda, is that the halacha is on Rosh Hashanah, it's a big shayla. Should a person daven for his own personal needs? Now, let me ask you. We're not dealing with the shayla of Shabbos. Shabbos, everybody knows, is a shayla of davening for your own personal needs. But I'll upon it. On Rosh Hashanah, should you daven? So many svarim bring down. You shouldn't. You should not daven for yourself. Why? Because they're doing it, for example, the $1,100, obviously. Right? If you have a campaign for a new president, or a new group in a government group, right? So everyone starts going, is that the other one that we want? So you imagine you walk up to the president, the future president, you say to him, listen, I'm going to vote for you, but I want this, 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 this. You know, you start giving a list of everything that you want. He says, do me a favor. I don't want the individual things. Just vote for me. If you vote for me, that's it. You get everything you want. Right? So many sperm being down. Rosh Hashanah is the same thing. What are we doing on Rosh Hashanah? Right? It's amazing. We don't do tshuva. We don't do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. It's very interesting, right? That's another shayla we have to get to by Yom Kippur. Really, Yom Kippur should come before Rosh Hashanah, right? Let's do tshuva and have a great year. But Rosh Hashanah, we don't do tshuva. What are we doing on Rosh Hashanah? We're actually bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam to be the Melech. That's exact. If you look at the tefillahs of Shachris Milch, it's beautiful. We're poshut taking our Kodesh Baruch and saying, you are the Melech. We are the Am. That's what we're doing. That, in a nutshell, is the whole Rosh Hashanah. So what do you have to daven for yourself for? Once you daven for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you get everything you want. Over the Maisa, but I have to tell you, Enoch Hanami, as I state many svarim, work upon him, and yes, I think it's poshut, and every single person has a chiyuv to daven for themselves. It's a shalom b'kuch nefesh. Mamish is a shalom b'kuch nefesh. You know, the Marsha says that the halacha is the halachas and hilchos brachos and urachayim chalimais of the mufush. That if you see someone that you haven't seen for 12 months, what bracha do you make? Chayim Eisim. Why do you mean Chayim Eisim? What's the pshat? Why did he die? He didn't die, he took the Marsha Pashut! Because the Rosh Hashanah went by! And if the Rosh Hashanah went by, what does that mean? It means that really he was dead, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him another life. That's what it is. That's Pashut Pshat Rosh Hashanah. You know, we all go to Rosh Hashanah thinking, me, I'm going to live, it's going to be great, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be everything we need. Which doesn't. Chas v'shalom. Not one person, I speak for myself, can go into Rosh Hashanah thinking, I'm going to come out okay. Chas v'shalom. We all come out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us for every small thing. How much money are you going to make? How healthy are you going to be? What are your family members going to look like? What's going to be with the Shidduchim? What's going to be with money? What's going to be with health? What's going to be with every single thing? Every single detail is judged. And Rahman al-Sanu Abay said, if you go to the year that we just had just now, and you see how many people, Rahman al-Sanu, didn't make it, or had problems with their kids, or had problems with Nebuch, with terrible, terrible, terrible zakhan, there's illnesses, what we say, young people, it's terrible. And when would these things go to? All on Rosh Hashanah. And there's only one thing of Rabbeisa that you can do, and that is Tefillah. Tefillah is the only thing that will ever save you. And Rabbeisa, if you're going to wait for Rosh Hashanah, Chabal al-Azman. Because on Rosh Hashanah it's already been Nigzah. And the best time to get something done is before it's been Gezeret. Before the Gezeret has been Chal. Rabbeisa, we're holding Mamish a few days before Rosh Hashanah. The few days before Rosh Hashanah, this is your chance. At every Shachwas, at every Slichas, at every single Mincha, at every Ma'ariv, every time that you have to open up a Tehillim. This is your opportunity to make your year. That means I'm not only talking about in Torah, that's Avada, but in everything, in health, in happiness, in family, every single thing Rabbi said that we're telling the Rabbi Nishalayim. This is your opportunity. Do it now. You wait for Rosh Hashanah, it's a little bit late. because it's already been put down in writing. It's a little bit more difficult to change. Now's your chance. You know, I said the story here once before, but I'm going to say it again. There was a meeting once with one of the famous Rabbonim. All the big Gedolim were there. Mamas, they made it. It was anti-Semitism hovering over Europe. They were worried what the Germans, the Nazis, what's going to happen, war, this, that, and the other. So we need the Mahajik and something. Ooh, so all the Gedolim got round together at a big table and had a big meeting. What can we have Chizuk in? So this one says this, and this one says this. Everyone had Gewaldige Eitzes. Gewaldige Eitzes, no, alright. Oh, but the last speaker was with Yeshu Shalom Kahanim. The Panovich Shirov. The Panovich Shirov was the last speaker at that meeting. His message drove much further than anybody else's. And he got up at the podium and he looked at everybody there and he started shouting. And he said, you know, there was a fire. A fire broke out once in Rabiel's home. A fire, Poshet fire. All of the people can imagine what was going on because it's very, very dangerous. It was going up the fire, going to the next house, going to the next house. And everybody got everybody out of the houses and they made head counts and they realized there's one person missing. Rabiel himself. Rabbi Yoel himself, where the main fire was the one guy that's missing, and they realized it's 3 o'clock in the morning, he's still in his house. He's the last one out. He's still there. We've got to get him out. And all of a sudden, they start making things, you know what we can do? I'll get a ladder, I'll jump up, and then I'll be able to just throw some stones at him. And other guy says, no, I've got a better ace, we'll send up this, we'll do all the aces in the world, right? Everyone had all the aces. A wise man came forward and said, excuse me, Rabbi Yisai, you're wasting your time. We've got seconds to go before he's engulfed in flames and never comes back again. There's only one thing that you can do. Scream. Scream and scream and scream until you wake him up. That's the one eater that you have. That's the only way you'll get him. Rabbi said, that's where we're holding right now. The whole year, it's very nice. Eitzers, we'll try this, we'll try to become better. It's Kishma. Rabbi said, we're holding now. Mamish holding Yom Nerayim. That means we're holding now Erev Rosh Hashanah. This is an opportunity that we have to push it, scream. To push it, ask the Rabbi Yisrael, beg the Rabbi Yisrael for our life. You should not go into Hashanah thinking, hey, come on, who am I? You can make me good. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to go right up. Another year, it's going to be great. Without even thinking. Mishnah, Rabbi say. We have to be thankful for everything we have. But we have to realize the Rabboni Shalom judges all of us. Rosh Pinkas used to say that it's like when a person moves house. Can you imagine when a person moves house? He's been living in a house for 25 years and he moves to a brand new house. You think he takes everything with him to his new house? You're shitting it to do that. What does he do? He selects certain things. Oh, I like this mirror. Oh, I like this couch. Oh, I like that. The rest of it I'll leave behind. The Rabboni Shalom is in Chadish, a new world, every single Rosh Hashanah. And every Rosh Hashanah, with that new world, he selects that who he wants and that who he doesn't want. And unfortunately, Rabbi says, you see this. I mean, in my area, I know, I've told you here once before, there was a young man, Nebuch, who was pushing Mr. leaving 7 children behind. You think last Rosh Hashanah, when he was davening, he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shomayim was writing, that's it, that's the end of your life for another few more months? Chas v'shalom. Right, and Chas v'shalom, we shouldn't be depressed, Rabbi said. We're going to speak about the Lachos Rosh Hashanah. Because Be'etzim Rosh Hashanah is a Simcha Gedolah. It's a Chag. You meant to dress in Shabbos clothes, maybe not in Yontov clothes. You meant to have meat, it's a Shaila about wine. It's a serious Yontov. You meant to be happy, you meant to be B'teach. That is a Maisa of the Biskarov. The Biskarov, we're going to have to finish. Of the Biskarov, they were running away from the Nazis. They were running away from the Nazis. The Biskarov was getting everyone nervous. He says, they're going to get us, they're going to kill us, they're going to kill us. He said, Rebbe, what are you doing? You make us so nervous. He said, you're right. That's what B'tochen is. B'tochen doesn't mean, no, it'll be alright. Everything's going to be okay. You know what B'tochen is? You have to realize there's an issue. There's something here. It's serious. Oh, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me, and I have to daven for it. Rabbi Yisai, we have to daven, slichas, 4 days. We started last night, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, so we should check a mum, like every single korban has to be checked to make sure the korban bears. We should look into our depths to see where we're holding. We should try to make little tiny, small, inchy, bincy kabbalas to try and become a little bit better. And the Rabbi Shalom sees those kabbalas. You think it's nothing. The Rabbi Shalom sees those kabbalas and he says, ah, this yid over here wants to be unbelievable. Right? And everybody thinks when it comes to tshuva, if I'm not going to be perfect, what's the point? Nishta zoi. If the Rabbi Shalom sees you try that means tiny bit, then it makes all the difference. Rabbi Shalom, Be'ez Hashem, will continue on Tuesday night with all the halachas of Rosh Hashanah.